When you come to these things, you sort of expect to do an all-nighter.
What is the experience actually like for journalists at these summits? Are they exciting or mundane, predictable or surprising? I asked a few reporters for their views, and I started off by asking one TV reporter, when was the best time to get quotes from prime ministers? Is it when they enter a summit or exit?
Definitely coming in. On the way out, they're a bit more quiet. Apart from their briefings, they're scuttling out quietly. In fact, I've noticed a few scuttling out in the TV and trying to be unnoticed.
So once the prime ministers get down to negotiations, journalists realise that news could be a while forthcoming, so it's a chance to meet up with some other colleagues that they don't normally see.
There's a lot of recognisable faces from national media who you don't often see necessarily in Brussels, so it's a more interesting mix.
Yeah, I'm getting the feeling that it is like, it's kind of like a club. It's like a little social club where people get together again. It's more like a reunion, you know, so it adds a nice vibe to it, especially here in the bar as well.
Yes. They do have very strict rules on selling beer here.
I noticed that. 11 p.m.
Scandalous. Show me.
This particular summit was already going beyond the length expected, and indeed by Thursday midnight, many journalists were getting prepared for the long haul.
But this is to be expected. This is what usually happens. As you can see, we're still, a couple of hundred here. It's after midnight. This is going to go on to the morning. If you're smart, you'll try to rest before the summit starts. But most of us, it doesn't work like that. And so we'll be working 15, 18, 20-hour shifts. Who knows? But we got fuel. We got the coffee running. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, we still have to pay for that. It used to be free, but that's no longer the deal. It used to be free.
Maybe there's a change needed there.
I think so, yeah.
Journalists start to get a bit weary and indeed impatient for news.
There's been a couple of summits though that I think we ended up at something like 4 in the morning or something like that.
It is indeed possible that some journalists and reporters have to stay overnight in council buildings. One journalist told me about the longest single stretch she had to endure at such a summit.
Because I think we had a summit back in 2013 where they were discussing the EU's overall budget, and then one went on overnight, and then finally there was a breakthrough at 7. And we then started writing up stories, so I think I came home after 27 hours.
So the text of a deal was agreed. David Cameron was delighted that he had something to present to his cabinet and to his people back in the UK. And journalists were delighted that they now had news to present to their publics. So patience and persistence are essential ingredients for journalists to survive an EU summit.